Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, I'm on a long road trip right now, and I've been listening to the podcast, and I love it. I've been listening for a couple of weeks, very new, but I've gone through probably about like 40 episodes. So, big fan, and I just can't stop thinking about, I just got back from my hometown and just the experiences that I've had at this little apartment complex I lived in from the time I was in second grade to fifth grade. And I've been meaning to keep going back and visiting, but every time I'm here, I have to be here for so short. I have to spend as much time with family, so I don't get to go, but I definitely want to go back and see if I could still feel what I felt when I lived there. I have two stories from that apartment, and I hope that they make sense, which I have no doubt in my mind, because what I love about the show so much is that I hear other people's stories, and they kind of validate my experiences, and they make me feel like I'm not crazy or not, you know, everybody knows. So, okay. The first one has a little bit of a backstory. My mother, her best friend, this was in the year of this, I was in about third grade, and so it could have been like, oh, my years are so off, but probably around 2002, 2003, and my mom was married, or my mom's best friend was married to this guy. They were married about a year, and they got divorced, and they lived in the apartment complex. They lived in one of the bigger apartments when it was then, and his two daughters from a previous marriage. And then when they got divorced, he moved into like a single bedroom apartment in the same complex. And she also lived in a single bedroom apartment in the same house. Which is, I'm thinking about that. That's really, I would not want to do that, but whatever. Anyway, so, and this particular apartment, I don't know. I was very young and I didn't talk. This is when I first moved in and I didn't have a lot of friends. But I did know him personally. I don't remember what he was like. I didn't think that he was, I don't know. But I think a couple of months after they got divorced, he committed suicide in the apartment. He shot himself in the head. And after that, I don't know, being so young and then being exposed to suicide, it was something very shocking and something that I was just not prepared for. And I knew him. I felt sad. It was like, you know, somebody, suicide is always sad. But so anyways, a few years later, I had a friend that lived in the apartment adjacent to his apartment. And I was over there. We watched a lot of ghost stuff. I think it was before Ghost Adventures, it was probably like Taps, I think, and we loved it. We were obsessed. We were going to be ghost hunters, and we had like our flip phones that didn't even have like service, but we would do voice recordings on it, which would only last like 15 seconds at the time. I think they didn't even go past like 15, and so we were trying to, like, we were into it. Definitely kind of opened ourselves up to it, and there was a lot of weird things that happened at the apartment complex. They had a tennis court, and one day a basketball was following me around, and I was making really, like, ridiculous, like, dramatic turns, and it would follow me. That was something that you want to have on a video camera, right? But, like, we didn't even have video cameras back then, but, or video phones. But anyway, so one night I was coming home from his house. It was, like, dusk-ish. Like, it was kind of dark outside. The street or the lamp was on outside the building. This was between my friend's building and the guy who committed suicide building. He lived in the upper right floor of the apartment. And we've talked to kids around the apartment, and they said they heard footsteps, they heard voices, and, you know, just weird stuff. And there was really just weird energy there, definitely. And so I was walking home and was between it, and it can't be more than like 20 feet long of this little alley made between these apartments. And I don't know why I turned around and I saw this black mass. It's so hard to explain, but it was in this shape. It was taller than me. I was little. I was like third or fourth grade at this time. And it was taller, and it was not completely opaque. You could still see through it a little, but it was like, you knew it was there, and it was in the shape. It had just like it was thinner as it got towards the bottom of it. I don't know how to explain it, but it was so terrifying. And I screamed and ran all the way back to my apartment. I don't know if I told my mom actually, because it scared me so bad. And I felt like it wasn't good. It was so dark, and it's something I think about so often. And even though, like, I was a kid, I was watching these ghost shows, I was putting it in my head, I just knew what I saw. I didn't make it up. I absolutely knew it. And it's something I think about all the time. But the other story is, I just recently listened to a podcast where a woman that wrote the story was babysitting, and they said, don't say the name. It was Bloody Mary, but, I mean, they know what Bloody Mary is. We were playing Bloody Mary in the laundromat bathroom, me and my friend. And she was doing it. I was just in the corner watching. And they said that they were like, yes, that happens. You know, I don't remember what they said happened to them. But I'm not going to say the exact way, because I don't really want to open that up. I get that. But so she did it, and then we hit the light off, and she turned around. I saw her in the mirror, and then she turned around, and her face looked like bone. It was the freakiest thing ever. And I've tried to explain it to people, and they're like, it's just the light playing tricks. You were in the dark. I was like, I know. I saw, and she put her hands on her face. I remember seeing it, and she said she felt bone on her face. And that was something. We screamed so loud. We almost got, like, charged by the apartment. I think the landlady was so mad. But it was the scariest thing. I remember after that, I slept with my covers on my head for a good, like, 8 months. I went through a phase where I was like, with the covers in my head, I just had like a little hole open in my covers for freezing because it was too hot in the covers. But yeah, that was scary. It was so scary. And it's something I had to try it again. I think some girls tried to do it at school one time. This girl was like, yeah, I got cut on my arm. I was like, I don't know about that. But yeah, these are the experiences I had at the apartment. And I know that that place definitely had so many spirits. And I knew it, and I want to go back sometime, because I have so many memories just from living there for so long. It was just such a huge part of my childhood, and we got into so much trouble there. We were just little asshole kids, but yeah, that's my story. I hope someone can relate. I've never seen any other stories of people playing Bloody Mary with the bone face, but I swear, that's something you can't forget, this stuff, you know, like, you're a kid, but you can't forget it. And I wish, like, I wouldn't have touched her face because I was so scared. But, like, she said that she felt bone on her face when she touched it. And that's just, you know, like, that's just, oh, it's crazy. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I don't know if this will ever get broadcasted. I hope you can hear me right. I'm not sure of that either. But thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for having this show, and thank you for having a very open environment about it. And I love every story. I'm probably about to, I have another 2 hours to drive, and I'm about to listen to a bunch of more podcasts in the show. I love it. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you'll have a great day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.